The governor of the Reserve Bank has today played down concerns about falling wages in Australia. Glenn Stevens has told a House of Representatives Economics Committee hearing that sluggish income growth is simply a reflection of the high unemployment rate. Wages are currently growing well below the pace of inflation, which has left most Australians with an effective pay cut over the past 9 months. But Glenn Stevens says lower wages mean businesses can hire more staff, effectively stopping the jobless rate from rising further. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
Today is the Reserve Bank's opportunity to give an update on the state of Australia's economy and how it's fulfilling its role of maintaining growth while keeping the Australian dollar stable and unemployment low. RBA Governor Glenn Stevens has again made clear that he sees Australia's economy as passing through a period of profound transformation.
The capital expenditure phase of the mining boom is winding down, and the export phase is gearing up. The fall off in investment spending by resources companies has a long way to go yet, and it will probably accelerate.
And so the Reserve Bank is looking to other parts of the economy to pick up the slack.
Our recovery in dwelling investment is well underway, with spending in this area up by about 8% over the past year. Forward indicators for non-mining business investment suggest a modest improvement over the coming year, though intentions have so far remained somewhat tentative in this area.
That means the central bank has downgraded its growth outlook.
My guess is that over the year ahead, the growth of real GDP will be around 2-3%. And that is close to trend, but probably a bit below trend in the near term. Further ahead, I think there are reasons to feel that growth can speed up somewhat and be a bit above trend. Now, this outlook would mean, if it comes true, that it will be a while before we see sustained reductions in the rate of unemployment.
That rate is currently at 6.4%, the highest level in 12 years and well above the recent forecasts of many economists. We'll have to wait until the next round of jobs figures in September to find out whether high unemployment is here to stay. But in the meantime, concern has been raised about the pace of wage growth in Australia. Hourly pay rates are currently rising at a rate of 2.6% a year. At the same time, consumer prices for food, housing, petrol and other goods and services are rising at a rate of 3%. That means with inflation factored in, wages are falling and living standards are in decline. But the Reserve Bank is now forecasting that price growth will also slow in the year ahead. So Glenn Stevens appears relaxed about the impact of falling wages.
If you think through more of the connections, low wages growth, low inflation, actually cost of living goes up more slowly, which helps real income.
And he sees another effect.
It also helps save jobs. If you believe that the cost of labour matters, and I think it does matter, it's one of the things that matters. And one could argue, I would argue, that what we're seeing in the behaviour of labour costs is quite responsive to a soft-looking labour market.
In other words, because there are more people looking for work, employers can offer lower wages.
I don't think that's kind of a thing that's seriously impairing growth. In some ways, I think it's actually helping the economy deal with the situation that we face.
MPs have been grilling the governor about the outlook for the Australian dollar, future movements on interest rates, and the impact of global economic problems on Australia. One committee member who hasn't been present to ask questions today is the member for Fairfax, Clive Palmer.
Business reporter Pat McGrath.